LCRA's staff recommended last week that the agency not seek emergency drought relief from the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. The agency had been operating under the emergency plan that allowed it to stop downstream water releases and keep more water in the lakes because of the risk of shortage posed by the drought. Without emergency relief, the LCRA will revert back to pre-drought rules, meaning water again could flow to irrigate farmland downstream. Clara Tuma is a spokesperson for the LCRA.
If the combined storage on January 1st were to be where it is today, if the lake level, if nothing changed between now and January 1st, the irrigation customers would be allowed a maximum of about 183,000 acre feet of stored water diverted from the river.
While the drought situation has improved from last year, the recommendation immediately drew criticism from residents of the Highland Lakes. Lake Travis, where Janet Kaler owns a marina and property, is still only 42% full. She says sending more water downstream will threaten the economy of the Highland Lakes area, but that the issue is even bigger than that.
This is a gamble with the drinking water of 1.5 million Central Texans.
The LCRA Board of Directors is scheduled to vote on whether to follow staff recommendations or to seek emergency relief measures in November. To further complicate matters, a new water management plan for the LCRA is also under consideration at the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. But the LCRA says it does not know when a decision will be reached about that new plan. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchel.